Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The NFL draft, obviously, it's about, what, 40 days away, I think, something like that. Because I remember we did the 50-day mark about 10 days ago. So I'm guessing it's probably a month from this Thursday is when it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the controversial names out there is Kyle Pitts.
Mm.
Kyle Pitts, the tight end slash wide receiver slash whatever you want to call him from the University of Florida. And, you know, when you see T.E. next to his name, if you're a Detroit Lion or somebody who's even picking higher than seven, and you're a fan of these teams, you're sitting there, I don't want a tight end at seven.
Right. You scratch him off immediately.
Right. But when you realize he's not going to be a tight end type like, you know, Gronk or T.J. Hockenson or somebody like that, you know, you look at him a little different. He's going to be more of a kind of slot. You can line him up anywhere, more of a wide receiver than probably even a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, in his pre-pro day, okay, so basically he's training for his pro day, which is March 31st. So this was not even his pro day.
Nope.
So, you know, they sent out this on Instagram and Twitter, his 40 that he put on display yesterday. And by that time, 4.46, which for a tight end is pretty close to jaw-dropping.
Yes, blazing.
Yeah, Vernon Davis, I think, was like 4.38, and that's why he moved up where he was picked in the draft. Now, many mock drafts have him to be definitely top 10. There was one we saw had him going to the Jets at 2. I don't think that, but you never know what's going to happen. So, first of all, John, what was your 40 time?
My 40 time, my fastest was a 4.9.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good enough.
What was Aaron Gibson's that the Lions decided to take him anyway?
I don't remember.
Had to be like a 6.7 or something.
It was. He was a very athletic guy, though. I'm not sure what his 40 time was. And honestly, 40 times for offensive linemen.
I know.
A little bit of an overrated statistic.
You would think so.
Yes. But for Kyle Pitts.
Does this change the game in your mind?
It does for me because I wanted to know what his 40 time was going to be. And I said this probably a month ago, that if he runs anything in the 4.5s or less, this you could classify him as a wide receiver. He's still going to be one of the faster wide receivers in this draft class, not just a tight end. And his size, this is just comparison. I'm not saying he is going to be this individual or it's even a fair comparison. But when you talk about creating mismatches, you know, whether it's with a corner or a safety, Calvin Johnson, when he was at the combine, was 6'5", 239 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran a 4.35. Kyle Pitts right now is 6'6", 240, and he ran a 4.46. So he was a tenth of a second slower than Calvin Johnson. Now, he's not going to be playing or be asked to do the same things that Calvin Johnson did. But when you look at the mismatches that the body type of Calvin presented, Kyle Pitts will be able to present very similar mismatches because of his size, because of his height, because of his speed. And then when you turn on the film and you watch how he runs routes, how he goes in and out of cuts, how he sells when he gets to the top of a route and he's able to cut out to the corner or make a move to the post, he does a great job of getting in and out of those cuts extremely fast. And he does a great job of getting the corner or the safety to get his hips turned in a way that doesn't allow him to cover them, at least not in, you know, off the initial cut. So he is going to be a guy. I don't think he puts his hand in the dirt. He's not a tight end. He's not going to set the edge. You've got TJ Hockenson. You've got other guys that can do that. But if he ends up being a Detroit Lion, people need to get over the fact that right now there is a TE next to his name. You need to use that eraser and scratch it out. Use the permanent marker to get rid of that and get it out of your head. This is a special, unique athlete that if he is available at number 7, I think the Lions have to take him.
What about if Penei Sewell's available at 7?
Now, if you're
very unlikely that both would be available.
But. Right. It's unlikely that both are available. I probably take Kyle Pitts.
Wow.
And I know it's probably shocking to a lot of people driving around.
Yes, Mr. Offensive Lineman here.
Yes, but you can go and get because right now you have a left tackle in Taylor Decker. And you can go and get yourself a right tackle maybe in the start of the second round or in next year's draft, or you can get somebody in free agency to be a rental. That's what we're doing right now is we're renting players for a year or two as you find who else is going to fill that hole or that gap for you. But Kyle Pitts is a unique talent. He's a unique athlete that doesn't come along every draft.
And at this point, you don't draft for need, do you? You draft for the best available player.
Because the Lions have so many needs.
Correct.
They need wide receivers. They need defensive linemen. They need offensive linemen. They need defensive backs. They need linebackers. You could go right down the list, and just about anybody they take is going to fill some sort of need.
And as much as I want them to draft defense, there's really not a game changer,
not at 7.
A mismatch creator in this draft defensively.
Not at 7.
Right.
You know, so if they trade down, yeah, you could get a Micah Parsons somewhere between 12 and 15. And there's a lot of people that say that's the route to go. And honestly, if Kyle Pitts isn't there, if Penei Sewell isn't there, I'm a proponent of trading down because those are two players that I think could be game changers for your offense. There is no game changer for me defensively that you're going to take that the Lions take at number 7.
So would you take Pitts? Obviously, you said you take Pitts ahead of Sewell.
Yes.
Would you take Pitts ahead of Waddle?
Oh, absolutely. That wouldn't even be a question for me. That would be a 30-second, a two-second answer.
Okay. What about Pitts instead of Jamar Chase if for some reason he would fall?
It's same thing. You can get another receiver later in the draft. This is another deep draft in wide receiver. But if Kyle Pitts is there, given the fact that you've got Jalen Waddle, you've got Devontae Smith, you've got Jamar Chase, you've got a number of players that are going to be really good receivers, but this is an opportunity for to get a player that will create mismatches the moment he steps on the field.
I think this is 2007 all over again with the Calvin Johnson draft.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions had taken the three receivers in 03, 04, 05. And they were mistakes, but
just because you had a mistake doesn't mean you can't go back to that well.
They weren't all mistakes.
No. A special player came along,
right?
And they went back to that well, and that was the knock against it. That's why some fans didn't want to do it. And I think we're seeing the same thing again here. But I think this just comes down to look at that draft. Was Calvin Johnson the right pick, or should it have been Joe Thomas?
So, we're kind of in that same situation.
Yeah.
Is it Kyle Pitts or is it Penei Sewell?
Well, we knew that it would be between Thomas and Calvin Johnson because you knew Jamarcus Russell was probably going to go number one.
Yeah, Peterson right, was there too.
It's unlikely both of those guys will be available at 7.
Correct.
Very unlikely. In fact, neither of them may be available at 7. I think it's highly unlikely that either are available
right,
at 7.
Right, it depends how many teams want a quarterback to trade up.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
A team
line.
Like the Eagles have, number one, I think he'd be a good fit with them. But number two, to jump up and get Pitts and the Eagles get more draft capital, that would be a smart move for somebody like them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. So they would move up. You mean when the Eagles trade up?
No, Eagles trade down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Eagles are at 6. Yeah. Now, John, you issued a declaration, a hope, asking people to please get the letters T-E off their brains.
Yes.
Well, evidently some people did not hear you. Here we go.
Of course.
Todd in Farmington Hills. Pitts is not a tight end. Okay, he's a massive wide receiver. Enough calling him a tight end. He's an NFL wide receiver monster. Todd in Farmington Hills. Okay, so he agrees with
Todd
you, John.
Todd agrees with me. Yep, one in the column.
Okay, here we go. If Hockenson lived up to the draft pick, the Lions wouldn't need to make this choice. But it's funny as hell thinking the Lions could possibly draft another tight end in the top 10, forever SOL, Tim in Clarkston. My response to that would be, since you don't listen and realize that he's not a tight end per se, is forever SOLF, same old Lions fans.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a tight end.
He's not.
If you don't want to have a wide receiver at seven, fine. That's a different argument.
Yeah, if you don't want somebody that creates mismatches, that can catch touchdown passes, that can do anything you want a wide receiver to do, then don't draft Kyle Pitts.
Here's another one. James, guys, didn't we hear all this same hype about Eric Ebron? Just not sure about this pick.
That's not fair to Kyle Pitts.
No.
Eric Ebron was, what, 10th pick number one, and there was no hype for Eric Ebron. Eric Ebron came with the resume of, oh, he drops balls.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and he lived up to it here.
Yes, he did. Kevin and McComb, I don't care about combine numbers. I care about film. Darius Hayward Bay ran a 4.3 and was 6.5, had great numbers, and how did his career end up? Stop being the smartest guy in the room.
Okay, turn the film on.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Please turn the film on. There hasn't been anybody that's been able to cover Kyle Pitts all year long.
Yes. I mean, come on, the Kyle to Kyle. And then Gov can get Kyle Trask in the second round. You have his Kyle to Kyle deal.
Yeah, and I just happen to be the only guy in my room, so I'm the smartest, but I'm also the dumbest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!